Bruce Johnson, founder and CEO of BizScalers and the BizScalers Club. And today I want to talk to you about four keys to making the most of a government-imposed shutdown. Four keys to making the most of a government-imposed shutdown. Every now and then, something enters into our lives over which we have absolutely no control. And that's why we call it a crisis, right? It's not anything we anticipated, but it just comes and we have no control over it. Now, the natural response to something like that happening to any one of us is we tend to want to fight it. We tend to want to reject it. We tend to want to deny it. But the problem with all of those responses is that they're really not helpful. The reality is it's still here and we still have to deal with it. Whether we like it or not, it's irrelevant. The government has imposed on a state, federal, and local level that, you know, events over 10 people aren't allowed to exist, that you have to close down restaurants, that you can't go to school, etc. So we've got all these things, and we can either try to reject it or fight it, or we can simply embrace it because it is what it is. And then the only question that's left is, how can we make the most of this event? So whether it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, or if you're watching in other places of the world, it might be longer. The question really is, how can I make the most of these next couple weeks? So what I want to do right now is I want to give you four words, four phrases that make it very easy for you to organize your day, your week, in the next couple weeks, and also for your employees. So each one of these things is applicable to you as well as to your employees. So the first word is this, expand. Expand. You want to write that one down, expand. The natural tendency whenever something like this happens is to contract. When a recession comes, it's to contract. And that is the complete opposite of the thing you should be thinking about. Because when you're thinking, you're either in an expansion mode or contraction mode. And when you're in a contraction mode, you're cutting, 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 and there's no way to grow by cutting. You just can't do it that way. The only way to grow is by expanding. And as one of our leadership lessons in the BizScalers Club says so well, you're either expanding or contracting. There is no standing still. So you're one or the other. So why not focus in on expansion? Why not make the decision at a mindset level that over the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, however long this is, we're going to be focusing in on how can we grow this? How can we spend more money in marketing, not less money, which is what most people are doing? The good news, of course, is they're going to be spending less money, which means it'll be easier for your message to get out, and you'll probably be able to spend less to be able to get that message out. Now, your marketing might need to change. The phraseology might be more about adding value and helping people than it is about trying to get a deal closed, but that's okay. You're still going to get more sales from that. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. When things are contracting, people start cutting and they don't market, and then guess what? They get less revenue. Self-fulfilling prophecy. The companies that do the best whenever there's a recession are those that continue to expand and spend money during the recession or downturn. And not only do they get more customers during that time, but they grow at a multiple of 2 or 3x what other companies do on the back end. So you don't want to cut at this point. You want to be thinking about expansion. What kind of new opportunities are out there? Maybe you create some new products or services. One of my mentors, for example, right now is putting together a program on recession-proofing your business, which was not on his whiteboard last week or any week before that, but now it is. So you just pivot, adjust, and think, okay, what can I do to expand and grow my business in this environment given this set of facts? And then I would do the same thing with all of your employees. Get them in the expansion mindset. What are we going to do to grow here? So spend more on marketing and sales. Get everyone thinking about opportunity. How can we continue to grow through this? Not how do we just contract and put our head back in the shell like a turtle, right? So number one word is expansion. So keep thinking, how can I expand? How can we expand? Number two, the second key word is you want to fix. So expand and then fix. Every business I've ever worked with has a bunch of broken systems and suboptimal systems. So frequently when I say to people, when you want to fix that, they'll go, I just don't have any time. Well, guess what? Now you've got some time, whether it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, who knows? You've got some time that you don't normally have to fix those systems. So what systems do you have that are broken, or what things do you need to systematize, or what things are suboptimal? What are some of the things you've been wanting to get to that you never have time to get to? Make a list of those, prioritize them, and then do the same thing with your employees. Get them thinking about, what things they can work on and systematize. Because why waste these 2 or 3 or 4 weeks? If you just worked on expanding and fixing, like, all of your employees should be working full time and you're getting value out of it versus, Netflix binging or, playing video games or just watching the news, right? focus on fixing stuff that's broken. And you know that, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks, whenever we arrive, and we will arrive at that point, you'll know that you've fixed a bunch of things that were broken before and you're in better shape than you were before this all happened. Not a bad idea. So number one, you want to expand. Number two, you want to fix. The third key word then is improve. Unfortunately, when recessions come and people tend to contract, usually the first budget that gets cut is training and development, which is absolutely the worst thing you can do. When you have a contraction, you need better people. So what you want to do is you actually want to spend more money on training and development for your people. You want them to improve so that 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, they're actually better than they are today. James Clear, the writer of Atomic Habits, has this great line. He says that every action you take is a vote for the person you wish to be. I love that. Every action you take is a vote for the person you wish to be. And so right now, 2 weeks from now, you and your people are going to arrive. Will you arrive as the same person who's now binged 120 hours of Netflix? Or will you be a person 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks from now who's actually better? You've added new capabilities. You've added new skills. So I would be thinking about over the next couple of weeks, how can I read more books? How can I take more courses? Now, obviously, we're an education company, so we encourage you to check out the BizScalers Club. In fact, we just created a course this week on, you know, how to lead well in the midst of a crisis. But the idea here is that you should be focusing on, how do I improve me? How do I have a better version of me? Your employees should be thinking, how can I have a better version of me that's 2 weeks or 4 weeks from now? Because most of us are going to arrive there. The vast majority of us are going to arrive there. And we're either going to be the same or we're going to be better. Why not focus in on improving? And by the way, do this also for your personal life as well as your professional life, so that, you know, if there's some health issues and this is the time maybe to get some exercise in, or maybe to change your diet, or do some things that allow you to be a better version of you. So number one, expand. Number two, fix. Number three, improve. And the fourth and final word is serve. The reason why we're all here on planet Earth, the purpose for all of us is to serve and to help other people. So why not use this opportunity for the next couple of weeks to focus in on serving other people, you know, serving your neighbors, serving your employees, serving employees of companies that you know who've lost their jobs. But there's a thing in psychology known as helper therapy. And that means that when we're helping somebody, we get our eyes off of ourselves, and helping them, we actually feel better about us as well. And that really does work. So as we're going through this, instead of getting focused in on the news, focus in on, how can I help people? How can I serve people? How can I add value to people? And as you do that, not only will you feel better, but you're going to make this a really productive 2, 3, or 4 weeks, whatever the time frame is going to be. Hopefully it'll only be two. So those would be the four words I would recommend that you order your day and your week around. The same thing for your employees. And by the way, these would work outside of this time period, but I think they work pretty well right now. Every day, what can I do to expand? Every day, what can I do to fix? Every day, what can I do to improve? And every day, what can I do to serve? And if you focus in on those four key words, I think it's a rubric for life, but it's clearly a great rubric for these couple weeks. I think you'll be able to make the most of these. And when we come out of this, you'll be better positioned than most other businesses and most other people, because you've been working on expanding, improving, fixing, and serving. Great rubric. So hopefully you found this helpful. If you did, I encourage you to pass this along to some other business owners and entrepreneurs that you know. If you're watching this by video and you haven't subscribed yet, hit the subscribe button. If you're listening by podcast and you haven't subscribed there, make sure you hit the subscribe button there as well. Because my commitment to you each and every week is to bring you actionable, practical, pragmatic ideas that can help you grow and scale your business. And if you haven't checked out yet the BizScalers Club, you know, there's a great opportunity over the next couple weeks to consume a lot of content. Check it out. Go to www.scalingclub.com, scalingclub.com. We have over 150 hours currently of courses in there ready for you to consume. You get them all on day one. So take a look at that. And until next week, to your accelerated success, Bruce out.